All right. Hey, let me take a moment to talk with David James. We've been doing that pretty consistently here. David, happy Easter to you and your family.
Thanks, Jimmy. Great to be with you. Happy Easter.
Thank you very much. We had what I would consider a very cordial conversation with the man who wrote the book, The Harbinger, Pastor Jonathan Kahn, and I think it was very informative. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we had a great conversation. It was the way brothers should deal with issues like that, and we had it was very informative and very helpful, I think.
Well, you know, we've got it posted on our website, by the way, prophecytoday.com. You'll see the little icon of the book, The Harbinger. And I'm suggesting anybody, before you read the book, listen to the conversation. David and I talked with the pastor about some of the concerns we had about the hermeneutic of the book, about the intent of the book, et cetera, et cetera. David, you're, in addition to doing the conversation, the discussion with us the other day, which is posted now on our website, are going to pick out some segments so we can have it heard right here on our broadcast, Prophecy Today. But you're also writing an article. Are you not somewhat of a review of the book?
Yes, it'll be finished sometime this week. It's going to be somewhere around 30 to 50 pages. It's actually going to be a small book that I'll be publishing in Kindle format, and it'll be available on Amazon.com. And it's a critical review. Examines a lot of the details of the Harbinger and a lot of the things it says about specific things that the author believes are contained in an ancient mystery hidden in Isaiah 9:10.
Well, I am just encouraging everybody eavesdropping on our conversation right now to go to our website, prophecytoday.com, listen to the conversation that the three of us had, Pastor Kahn, David James, and myself, talking about this book and some of our concerns. David, we're looking forward to getting that article posted on our website. I know you'll have it on your website as well. Think you'll have the article probably by the first of next week?
That's my plan.
That's great. I know, but you got the family there, and you've got Easter coming, so I'm sure you're going to take a couple of days off for that. Happy Easter to you and your family. Give our greetings to them.
Thanks, Jimmy. Always great to be with you.